Hey guys, I'm Rachel Peterson. Super excited because today I have the chance to interview an absolute legend in the YouTube space. Anthony Ambriz is a YouTube certified growth and content strategist. He has built and grown 100 plus YouTube channels for influencers, entrepreneurs, and companies. He's generated over 1 billion views, billion with a B, and millions of dollars in sales for his clients organically through YouTube. Now, Anthony has spoken at so many big conferences such as VidCon, VidSummit, and Video Marketing World. His work has been featured in Huffington Post, Mashable, Daily Mail, and MTV. Not only that, but he also recently launched a new YouTube channel for a $1 billion company that generated 5 million plus views and 200K subscribers in less than 6 months organically. Now, he is known as the YouTube coach's coach, which is very, very powerful. I'm so excited. Without further ado, let's dive on into this interview with Anthony. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Anthony, I'm so excited you're here. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm so well. I'm super excited that we get to talk because I have to say, like, I've met so many people in the space of YouTube, and you've been one of the people who have been extremely consistent, knowledgeable. And one of the things I really, really like about the way that you approach YouTube is it feels like you approach it from almost like two facets, the foundations and the trends, and combining those. So it's almost like strategy and tactics. Would you say that that's kind of true?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Amazing. And you are the coach to quite a few of the big YouTube coaches, right?
Yeah. I've been behind the scenes. I'll get that call and be like, hey, I hit this plateau. What do I do from here? So then I'll jump in.
Yes. Now, you're extremely modest. I will say that. You're someone who's very, like, humble and down to earth. How did you become someone who was so knowledgeable about YouTube, where you could go to the experts as they ask for support, and you're like, I'm able to pinpoint here, here, and here? Like, how did that journey unfold for you?
So you want the origin story?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So honestly, like, I was always more of a creative. So when I started my whole journey in YouTube and doing that, like, I wanted to create my own show. Like, I always looked at YouTube as like, this is an opportunity to create a show of some sorts. Just because I've always been a consumer of content. And so when YouTube came around, I was like, this is what I want to do. I want to create a show. And during that time, and even today, like, I'm really into hip hop and urban culture and skateboarding and that type of stuff. And so I first started out as being a creator, documenting that type of lifestyle and scene where I lived. I was going to college at the time. So I was like, I'm going to document this and share it with the world and show people what's going on here in Utah. And now I know, like, for some people hearing like urban culture and hip hop in Utah, that sounds really strange, but there is an incredible culture here, an incredible community. And so I started that way. And then it wasn't until I got my first job right out of college where I was just basically told, like, hey, we saw what you did on YouTube. Can you come and do that for our company? Like, we really want to create a YouTube channel for our company to sell screen protectors. And I was like, and cases, right? And I was like, I guess I could do that. And so as soon as I started to sort of apply that creativity to selling something on YouTube, that's when sort of things took off, because all of a sudden I noticed that I can make a video demonstrating this, showing benefits, showing features, and telling a story, and people then go onto a website and then buy it. And I was just like, whoa, I had that light bulb moment. And then the other thing that happened is that my marketing director at the time was like, hey, ROI is important. And during that time, I was like, what's ROI? Like, what does that stand for? And basically, I always got the speech like, if you're not making money from what you're doing, you know, we're going to have a conversation. And I was like, okay, well, you know, I'll make sure to learn how to track that. And so it was during that moment that I started to, I would say, develop my left brain, right? I was always more creative. And so I started looking at things analytically. And that's where I started to learn to like look at patterns, understand what was happening, like with what conversation was happening in social media here, and how could that be adapted to what's going on YouTube, or just what conversations people were having naturally. And that's how I started to understand trends and patterns, and understand that you can take things that worked in old media and traditional media and move it over into new media and what was happening on the internet. And so right from that moment, I was like, if I create something, do this. And then I analyze the analytics and see how the response is, the engagement is, I can really then, you know, change things. I can change the game. I can really tell a story, but tell it in a way that sells a product. And then from that moment, I feel like I balanced myself out to be like left and right brain, and just have that advantage when it came to looking at social media and looking at YouTube more specifically.
There are a few things I really enjoy about hearing your story. First and foremost, like for all of you listening, isn't it interesting how you're almost a reluctant hero as you're telling the story? I know you're like downplaying some of the crazy successes that you've had, but I also really like that like you went on a journey that showed you it's not just about like a nice looking video, even though our right brains tell us like, make it beautiful, make it creative, make it fun, right? But all of a sudden we realize, oh, businesses require something else. Have you been able to like discover how to track kind of results and ROI from YouTube? Has that been a cool process, or has that been a big challenge for you?
So at first it felt like a challenge because I had no idea how to do it. Like I was like, I put up a video, where does it tell me that someone then went and bought something, or how do I follow them through that journey, right? And so I had to learn that and go through that entire process. And then that's where it got really exciting, because that whole idea of, you know, you set a goal and you try to hit the goal, and it's like, it becomes this dream and vision and all that stuff. And then it's just like when do I hit that again? But like, or what progress am I making towards hitting that? Because then, you know, the end result happens. You're like, yeah, I did it. And then you're just like, but man, it felt like I was grinding, or it felt like this long journey. But then you look back and you're like, oh, I was here at the start, and now I'm here. But in between, there was like these miles, you know, these like milestones, right? Like there was these posts and these little parts that I was hitting on the way there. And so understanding that, like when I'm looking at numbers, or I'm looking at engagement, when I'm looking at, you know, what the analytics tell me, I can say, oh, by this time, something's going to happen. There's going to be like a chain reaction of sorts, right? That's going to then take it to another step and to another level. And I think once I started to realize that and understand that, it became really fun and exciting, because now it's like, I can see it in other people when they're creating awesome content and then they're like, nothing's happening. And I'm just like, no, just give it a little more time. Something's about to take off. It's about to, you know, it's about to really blow up. and then exponential growth happens. And then that's where like, it's like, what? It's like, yeah, that's how it happens. Like it's one step in front of the other, and the next thing you know, you're at full sprint and crossing that finish line, and then you're getting ready for the next race.
Quick question. What is, let's say you were to start a YouTube channel from the ground up tomorrow, what would you do right away? What would be your first steps?
The first steps is I usually tend to ask a series of questions to find out who my audience is supposed to be. Right. And so usually I start to make that profile, right? I give that person a name, you know, age range, you know, gender, even location, like, you know, is this person US based or the international, you know? And then from there, I start to ask like, well, what would this person do? Like, what does this person tend to do on the internet? What do they do when they're not on the internet? What do they, you know, what are big life moments for them? I sort of start to like create this avatar, right? Or this character. Yeah. I call it a viewer persona. So I create this viewer persona. And then since, you know, I do want to sell something, I start to think about like what false beliefs do they have? Like what desires do they have that they want to attain? And what beliefs do they have that prevent them from attaining it? And so what are the problems they're struggling with? And so from there, the first series of questions lets me sort of list out and think about stories I can tell that will really, you know, like really capture their attention or really resonate with them. And then the other series of questions that I'm asking sort of help me understand what are they going to search for. And so when I title my videos, they're more likely to show up or they're more likely to click on it. And so with those two things in mind, I already understand what my topics are going to be and how I'm going to tell that story to really drive home the message. And so that's the first thing I do, like right off the bat. Then from there, I start to go right into the YouTube search bar and start doing research that way. Start to see what other people have created using those search terms, right? Like I start to see what actually shows up in the results first. And then from there, I can sort of see like, oh, their thumbnails aren't that great, or their titles don't even make sense. You'll be surprised, like for anyone listening, go to YouTube now and type in like digital marketing or anything in the marketing space. And you'll realize that marketers have been really bad at using YouTube because that is not that competitive of a search term at all. It's really interesting to see. Those are the two biggest things that I do. I first try to build out my viewer persona, and then I start to do my research. And then from there, I think this is very essential. I start to create titles. I first work on a title because the title will dictate what my video is actually going to be about. Like, yeah. Don't create a video and then come up with a title afterwards, because it's backwards.
A bait and switch, right?
Yeah. Like it's like I made this video, but what was the purpose of the video? Like your purpose, you'll know your purpose by actually coming up with a title for that video. In fact, back in the days, I think it was Upworthy. Like the Upworthy was like this site like that produced so much content, and they were like all over Facebook. And they had some amazing titles. They were very clickbaity titles. They would hook you in. And I remember reading articles about how their copywriters or their editors would work on titles. They would literally make hundreds for just like an article. Like they were just trying their best to see like what is the best title for this, because that was going to be the most important thing for them, right? And so even then, like knowing your title, because then you'll know what video you're going to create. And then also, like, it's almost like you're reverse engineering this, right? A lot of people create a video, then make a title, and then make a thumbnail. Like, no, make your title first, then make your thumbnail, and then make the video. And you'll see everything work a lot better for you. It'll be amazing how you'll see how things just take off that way.
That is so good. And my last question, because I know that you are naturally, you're like not necessarily the most marketery of marketers, if that makes sense, which actually leads to a lot more trust, if that, you know what I mean? I trust you more because you're not the first person hyping yourself up. But I want to give you a moment to hype yourself up. What have been a few of the biggest wins you've either had personally or for your clients over the years? Go ahead and like, just brag on yourself, for real.
So when I told you guys about my origin story of how I started in that company, that the Soul Screen Protectors, that company had been around for about 10 years. So I had gotten in there about the 11th year, and working with them and creating that YouTube channel. I told you guys that they're in AT&T. So this is like to start off my career with this amazing win was incredible, because them getting into AT&T, I remember the CEO of the company saying, hey, because those videos you have that guy creating, like we want to do this deal with you, right? So they signed those contracts, got their product to AT&T. The company had been around again for going to their 11th year. had only reached 5 million in like revenue. Right after getting into AT&T for that few months of that year, they like doubled. They went to 11 million and above. And it was just like, whoa, like YouTube is pretty powerful. Video is powerful. And so that was like my first big win. From there, I think like another big win that has happened recently is seeing that for the longest time, I told my dad like, hey, you had to be on YouTube. My dad just turned 50. And he's an expert in like home improvement and remodeling. He's been doing it all his life. And I was like, you have to share this on YouTube. And for the longest time, he was just like, I don't get it. I don't know what that's about. And so I had a client that had an amazing success on YouTube who I had him meet my dad. He shared his story. That client, by the way, sold his YouTube channel and his company. And now he's been enjoying the pandemic in Hawaii and his estate mansion there with his family, right? Because he now pulls in 7 figures a month from the products he sells via YouTube. And so from there, like my dad got to meet him, saw the potential and realized like this guy whose name is Mike Quest, he's just a regular guy that just loves sharing his knowledge on YouTube. And so my dad was like, all right, let's do this. And so I've been working with my dad for, it's going to be a year this month, actually. This month hits the year mark. And my dad now is at 68,000, probably 69,000 now. And now he's making an income that's just changed his entire career. Like he can now be creating YouTube content and make money and just have fun sharing his knowledge. And right now we're about to launch his course, which is going to change the game even more. I remember asking him, I was like, what's the most you've ever had in your bank account? Right. Which is always a very interesting question to ask your parents, right. To be like, hey dad, what's the most you've had in your bank account? He's like, well, I don't know, like 20,000. I'm like, all right, well, just get ready. Get ready to see what's going to happen. But those have been the biggest things.
Amazing. So if people want to learn a little bit more about you, where is the fastest place they can find you?
Just search Anthony Ambriz, A-M-B-R-I-Z. Google me, I show up. but yeah, I mean, just anthonyambriz.com and you'll find me on there. And on Facebook, I did finally start a business page. I guess I have to be a little more markety.
Just a little.
and so yeah, you can look up Anthony Ambriz YouTube coach and I'll show up there that way.
Amazing. And we've linked that either above this video, below this video, or if you're listening on the podcast at rachelpeterson.com/podcast. Anthony, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been awesome.
Cool. Thank you so much. This is awesome.
And thank you for watching and listening. We'll catch you guys later. Bye. Bye.